When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
This is a Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood, the Unabomber blowing up, Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates, aliens modified, meant from apes, Hitler faked his death and then escaped, Bigfoot and the Mothman, Son of Sam talking to dogs again, witches, ghosts and goblins, mysterious noise and hauntings, dark arts in the skull and bones, most celebrities are probably clones, so if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Yo.
Are you gonna do your fucking joke?
Oh yeah. What do you call an angry carrot?
What?
A steamed veggie.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Strange Brew Podcast. You know us, and who is finally back? Looking like he just got out of prison.
I went to go get myself a haircut, and I had Robin actually help me cut it, and then I just got impatient, so I just buzzed my head.
And if the fans are not watching this on Rumble or YouTube or even X, once we go live for this one, Billy shaved his head and he does look like a skinny reject prison vagrant Eminem.
Honestly, you get used to it pretty quickly, though. Like the first day, yeah, okay. When you're like first seeing it, it's like, yeah, that's bad. I was like kind of giggling. I was like, I made a big mistake. But after like a day or two, it's not bad.
I know. To be honest, though, just because I've always seen you with at least some hair, and usually it's like a blonde.
Yeah. And then, I know.
it 1,000% for all the fans does look like he like got out of jail or the army, or you just got back from the army, especially with that green sweater you're wearing.
I did just get back from the army, actually.
All right. So welcome back, Billy. Billy is back in the house.
Billy.
Thanks. What are we going to do about it?
Billy. Who the fuck is Billy?
How was my wish list replacement there?
Yeah, he's doing good. The Irishman. Brett. Yeah.
Brett.
Yeah, Brett's been doing good. If he doesn't fall asleep while we're recording. There was
you fucking fell asleep at the mic.
No, it's very funny. The one day he's always like the guy that he won't ditch you no matter what, right? And then one day he wasn't feeling that great and his like stomach hurt, so he didn't eat. And then we persistently we just drank vodka for like an hour straight. And then the fans will hear it on the episode. Like you won't notice, but like he was sitting there and we were smoking a cigar, and I could tell I was starting to lose him like near the last like 5-10 minutes. Cause he was like, and I'm like, next time, man, you let me know if you're not feeling that great. And he's like, I didn't want to ditch you. And then he just passed out, and I proceeded to drink and stay up and smoke cigars by his wood stove. So
that's all right.
Yes. Billy is back, man. The Bilbo Baggins. He is back in the house.
Fuck you, Billy.
Fucking A. So what are we going to get into?
This is going to be pretty fun.
What we got lined up now?
And this is going to be exciting for all the fans. This is that we'll hear it on the main waves. This will be kind of like a Patreon teaser. We'll release it for a couple weeks. We're just kind of testing everything because Billy is in New Brunswick. So we're kind of just making sure everything is going to record well. So it's kind of just to get Billy back into the groove of the show, you know? But you know, we should start off how
groove. We just drink and I talk.
tell me how you been, man. How's it up there in the inbred
it's
okay, country,
man? It's yeah, no shit. It's so pouring.
Really?
Like how do I explain this? It's like if Burford's closest city was an hour and 20 minutes away.
That's
where I'm living. Like, it's not that bad, but yeah, there's not much. Like, yeah, the other day we went to go buy a mic. I realized there's no Best Buy here. There's no electronics store whatsoever here. And I'm like,
cool. That's so crazy. Cause so for all the fans out there, we were like, this could have been done like a week or two ago. Billy kept trying to buy a mic and then Amazon kept canceling his shit. And then I had to buy a mic from Amazon and ship it to Billy.
Fucking dumb, man. Take the money from my account. Say it's like wait till delivery day. And then on the delivery day, it's like, yeah, never mind. Then refund my fucking account. You guys are bitches.
So just start it off before we get into this, because it's kind of going to be like a rant episode. And this is the type of stuff you'll get for the Patreon. No, right now, for all the Patreon subscribers, I've been watching one of the most controversial documentaries that I know of, and then commentating on it. It's called Europa, the Last Battle, and it's about how the versions of World War II and World War I are different than what the actual truth is, according to this. It's essentially, it's kind of a neo-Nazi documentary, but it's interesting, to say the least. If it holds any truth... it's pretty fascinating, and I spent two days trying to debunk it after I got into the second episode, and it was really hard. All I saw was people's opinions, and then I found all the sources to the doc, and it said it was 73% accurate, and I'm like,
how do you fucking know that? How is it? Who did the percentage?
I know. Who took
every single word they said and was like, I was there.
Well, this is the idea of there is witnesses and stuff like that with these accounts. There's written documents, all that kind of stuff, right? And then the idea of why it's not incorrect was things were misquoted or numbers were inflated or whatever. But to say the least, it is fascinating. If it holds any truth, it is pretty fascinating because they supposedly prove it all and they show you documents. Essentially, how communism are really bad, and that's why the Big H really didn't like the J's, is because they were communists. And it's strange. Every episode I do, because it's 12 hours long, more than 12 hours long. So I'm doing it in an hour or so each, an hour, hour and a half each, and commentating on it. Every time I do a disclaimer, I'm like, not saying this is true, but let's get into this. You know, because it's fucked, man.
If you want to do like a funny, jokey kind of like commentary on a show, I'm watching this one on Disney. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called Man Seeks Woman. I'm fucking dying laughing. This thing's so absurd. It's so ridiculous. Like the very first episode, Buddy gets dumped and his ex-girlfriend starts dating Hitler. And everyone's like, nah, man, you misunderstood him. Like, he's a nice guy. He's like 135 years old now. He just like rolls in. He's like, I thought he died. And he's like, you know the Big H.
So
it's like his girlfriend's like macking on him and he's like, ah, you're a Jew. Oh no.
That sounds fucked, man.
It's pretty funny. You should watch it.
I'm surprised Disney put that shit out. It's such a
fucking weird show.
I'm actually not surprised because technically, like, I know they've went really far communist with the LGBT weird shit and all that stuff, but technically, Walt Disney was a anti-Semitic, Nazi sympathizer. But at this point, you know, who's not anti-Semitic really, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Because you can't say anything. That's what I was going to say, like, to get into this, is to talk a little bit about the censorship bill they're trying to pass in Canada, mm-hmm. where it's wild, man, that they can give you a 20 grand fine up to 70, I think 70 grand fine for hate speech. But then who declares what hate speech is obviously the Trudeau government. And then his justice minister was like, you know, it might be a good idea to put people on house arrest if we think that they're going to commit a hate crime. Thinking, thought police, man. Isn't that wild?
That's like the Filipinos guy, the Philippines guy. He's like, this straight guy's a real fun guy. The guy that's the guy employs fucking biker gangs to kill and shoot on site suspected drug users. Not even fucking. You wake up in the morning, you're fucking tired. It's bang.
It's crazy, man. And like, I don't know, people are fighting against it, but I'm like, always like, there's more of us than them. So people need to speak out. And it's not like they're going to jail everybody. They're going to come for people like Jeremy McKenzie and some of the comedians before they come for someone like me. But I said to Chelsea, I was like, are you ready? Are you ready to go to war? Because people are going to be pushed so far. That's wild, though. It's like, if you think about it,
they got a massive following now, too, right? With like, yeah, that whole idea and the whole public eye's view of it and the way they're spinning it is going like, hey, you're making somebody else feel bad. And then those people commit suicide. And then the general public's like, yeah, you shouldn't make someone feel bad. They're like, I'm on board with that. And then it starts with cyberbullying. And it starts with like these really good causes that are like, okay, like, yeah, you're right. That probably shouldn't happen, but
then you're in a concentration camp.
And then, I can see it being a slippery slope.
There's a slippery slope because you could have, say, some sort of freak show tranny person in a locker room with little girls. And then the parents are like, I don't want him in there. And then they're like, he's like, hey, crime. While he's like running around with his dick flopping around in front of like little girls' faces, you know, like, so that's where it's going to go. And I just want to bring that up because it's something that is very prevalent in Canada, is that Canada is becoming a full on like communist dictatorship slope. That's how it happens. And eventually I want to do an episode where somebody posted all these documents that came from a military intelligence agency or whatever. And it's like all these old articles from in the maybe 80s, 90s about Trudeau's dad and how he was a communist and how he was in communist parties, hanging out with communists. And it goes by date, like 1950s, 1960s, like, and all the stuff that he's been involved in. And his dad was like a full-blown communist. So it makes sense that he is also.
Well, hey man, I just realized I'm going to do this now because you're going to kill me if I leave it. I realize I have a fan running in the back and that's probably going to kill this audio.
Okay, so I couldn't hear it, so that's good. Just turn it off, you piece of shit. Oh, man.
That's better.
Do you have a silly fish on the wall? The dancing fish? The dancing fish.
Oh, Billy fish.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's so.
A big bass Billy.
Canada's getting weird. Billy Bass. Yeah, there you go. That's what it's called, a big mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah.
That's funny. Billy.
Big mouth Billy Bass, yeah.
Billy.
Anti-Semitic piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, so this is going to be a slippery slope, and this is what communists do. They try to control like your speech, and then it's weird because the government wants to be like this arbiter of truth. And during even like the COVID shit, Australia, that the one chick that was the PM or whatever, she was like, "We are your, like, you should be getting your truth from us. We are the ones that are spreading truth." Da da da. And it's meanwhile, it's just like their version of whatever they want the truth to be. Right? Because it's quite clear the government has its own agenda.
That's fair, too. And it's like, once you start getting into it and you start looking at every little thing, it's like, fuck, there is a lot of true things there. And it's like, how do you possibly fucking decipher? And then it's just opinion.
Yeah.
From there. Because not everything, it's not every single fucking word they tell you is a lie. Like, it's not. Like, if it was, and it was that blatant, like, that would have been caught on way too far ago by way more people.
I think that they skew things.
And then be like, here's some.
I think they skew things. Yeah. I think everything.
That's fair.
Everything the government says is pretty much a lie. It's just wrapped around some sort of, like, a little bit of truth, right? There's always a little bit of truth in what they're saying, even when they're caught saying things that are like, oh yeah, we're going to like jail everybody for thinking something, you know? So they're the Freudian slip, or how Trudeau was like, Russia has to win this war. And he's like, I mean, Ukraine has to win this war. So let's get into it. This should be a little fun, little rant episode. I got some fun articles that we're going to talk about. So let's talk about how supposedly Taylor Swift murdered a fan in satanic blood ritual to join the Illuminati. Insider claims.
Oh, damn.
And on this website, it says it's fact checked.
Oh, was it now?
Which you could just put that little sticker on that. You could just put that little sticker on it and it'd be like, yeah, it's fact checked. And then it like confuses the fact checkers, because fact checkers are owned by owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, if people don't know. And who owns them? Well, I don't know. Maybe. Me. Yeah, I don't know.
I do.
Yeah,
but that's my company.
So
how did Taylor Swift kill him though?
So let's get into this.
Was
Taylor
a
Swift
girl?
Murdered a young fan in a sacrificial blood ritual, according to a production staff from Swift's concert movie, who alleged the pop star was also forced by the music industry to drink the young boy's blood. Okay, pretty crazy.
Oh. Damn, was he clean?
So he, for some reason,
a sexually active young boy.
He looks like a cancer patient. Not gonna lie, which is even sadder. I'm just gonna bring up the article so you can see it.
No, at least she picked one that was already on his way out.
See, yeah,
yeah, he's already on his way out.
Pretty crazy, man. Pretty crazy. She is definitely.
She drank the blood.
Yeah, she's in the Illuminati, bro. So this is pretty interesting. Taylor Swift in the Errors Tour is a live portrait of a pop star at the top of her game, or at least appears to be, which 10 acts spanning 169 countries or 169 minutes, countless hits, and seemingly endless wardrobe changes. The movie had grossed more than $260 million so far, making it the most lucrative concert film in history. People love Taylor Swift. And even if you saw him at the football game, like, she's hanging out with that redhead weird chick that does very sexual music.
It's kind of weird that the Super Bowl was panning to her more than more than anybody. Like, there were so many fucking rich people there. Like, Leonardo was there.
Did
fucking,
you watch it?
LeBron. Oh, yeah, I watched the Super Bowl. Yeah. I watch the Super Bowl every year. It's a good game.
Fuck you.
It was fun.
Now I will.
I like sports. They're fun. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're also brainwashing. Distraction. You know?
What else am I going to do? Drink and play video games? Sure.
No.
That's not.
You could drink and read Mein Kampf. It might help you a little bit. You'll fit in with that haircut.
Read. You said read? I did not like reading.
So, and it's just funny because you, that one, I can't remember her name, but that weird redhead chick, like I saw a clip of her music and it's like horribly, like it's horrible. It sounds terrible, but it's also really sexualized. And she had like a satanic symbol like on her shirt. And then she's like doing satanic symbols like every time the camera pans to that. And I'm like,
who was that?
I can't remember her name.
Fuck, what was her name? It's bugging me now.
She is a psycho. She has some horrible, horrible music. It's like, it's so over-sexualized. But in reality, Swift was operating at close to a breaking point, experienced extreme pressure from the industry. And after breaking down, she shared what she described as an evil story with staff. Shocking the attendance, including industry veterans who thought they had heard it all before. It had long been claimed that Hollywood stars and entertainment industry celebrities needed to join the Illuminati to make it to the top of the industry, but few people outside the Illuminati inner circles truly understand what that means. And you, did you watch the Cat Williams podcast? You would find it interesting, dude.
No, I didn't. Like, is it his podcast? Or
he was on. It's like this. If you looked up his name on YouTube, you find this football players podcast. And then he was recently on Joe Rogan. I only watched an hour of that, but I want to finish it because I love Cat Williams. He supposedly was fucked with by the Illuminati, and they tried to like keep arresting him and stuff like that. And he's trying to expose a lot of the stuff that's going on. And it's just funny because you would find it interesting because he like opens this door of. You know, calling out, you know, them putting black people in dresses and all that stuff for humiliation rituals. And then it's so funny. He talks about Kanye West and he's like, you called this Jesus. You said he was Jesus and you wonder why he acts the way that he does. You told him he was Jesus, you know? And it's like, you wonder why he's so crazy, but you would find it interesting because he kind of starts dancing that line about talking about the Illuminati and stuff and their infiltration into Hollywood, dude. It's bizarre.
You know what? Like, honestly, though, off the record, I guess we're live stream, so it can't be that, but if that's all it takes
to wear a dress, I mean, like Kid Cudi, yeah, at SNL.
I mean, and then I'm rich and famous.
It takes all way more than that, man.
Well, I got to drink blood.
You got to suck. You got to suck the blood out of a circumcised penis like rabbis.
I mean, but if it's one time, I can get drunk enough.
So crazy.
Anything. Fucking do anything.
No, don't say that. There's going to be clipped like years later. And then you're literally going to look like this. And there's going to be the lines of how tall you are. Cause you're going to be in jail.
Yeah, it's fair.
The way this country's going, who knows? Like, they'll probably be knocking on my door at some point. Did you say this 5 years ago? And it's just like, it's so crazy because, like, with all this stuff, right? I've never called for, like, the deaths of people that don't believe in what I think. But then you have certain groups of people that do that. Even the Israeli fucking Palestine shit, both sides are doing that, where they're, like, calling for the deaths of each other. Especially, like, in Israel, there's, like, schools teaching them to, like, hate Arabic people and being, like, there was a footage inside a real school in Israel, and these kids are like, yeah, they should all die and stuff, and they got a little long yarmulkes on. They're like in grade like 5 maybe, and I'm like, that's not a good look, guys. It's not a good look. Yeah,
teach them young and you have them for life.
Teach them how to be hateful real young. So while the world argues about whether Taylor Swift is a psyop being prepared to swing the election for Joe Biden in November, it is worth remembering
swing the election. Now
she's not
that
new to this game. It's funny because, like, I tune into Tim Pool sometimes, and they were talking about that of like, and Stu Peters was. I like Stu Peters a lot. He's a weirdo, but he used to be a bounty hunter, and he's someone that calls out the stuff that nobody else calls out. And he's digging himself a grave, literally. And eventually, he's gonna be murdered probably. They were talking about it like a bunch of, like, you know, alternative media, and how people believe that she's being used for a psyop, a psychological warfare, to manipulate young women to vote for Joe Biden's senile ass. And it's just like why, I can't even walk. Why, man.
How did the politics come into this? When did she ever?
Because you can sway opinions based on, like, you have like her wearing a vote Biden shirt, and then it gets a few million people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that what happened? That's what I'm asking.
Well, that's what they're claiming, like, what? That they're going to use her for.
Oh, they're going to. Yeah. Okay.
But
I don't remember ever reading anything political with her that she was like.
But they she did push against the Soros family, tried to, like, so you know who George Soros is, right? That megalomaniac. He controls a lot of finances, and
it sounds so fucking familiar, but
he's like a evil old serpent. His name is George Soros. Dinosaur, get it? He's a reptilian.
Probably.
They bought up her music rights, so she's fighting back or whatever against it, which people are surprised, and it kind of shone light onto the Soros name and who kind of they were, because the son's a maniac too or whatever. And so she was going to re-record all of her music because they own a certain right to, like, all of her music. So if she re-records and does it herself, then she can get all the rights to it. So so people are like conflicted of what's actually going on. Strange stuff. So back in 2009, Swift was initiated into the entertainment industry Illuminati as a part of a televised occult mega ritual known as the VMAs. After she endured her ritualistic public humiliation at the hands of Kanye West during her acceptance speech, Swift reemerged dressed in red as the new, and she was obviously, she's now been... she's been illuminated by the Illuminati, and so they're claiming that the ritual with her and that Kanye West taking her award away was a humiliation ritual.
How does one get in with the Illuminati? Asking for a friend.
You have to literally sell your soul. You have to be somewhat talented, and then you got to sign the deal. the hip hop you're doing, I don't think will sell mainstream. I don't think mine will either.
I want blues to go mainstream.
Know what you should do?
Blues.
Know what you should
do? What's that?
With that haircut, right? But you gotta go even shit.
Fuck off.
You gotta shave it right down to the nub. You gotta, like, bick it, and then you can join the Blue Man group because you can play drums.
Oh, I fucking love that. That'd be cool.
Sell your soul to the Blue Man group. Like, they need a new member, man. This guy will fit
if in. I'm rich and famous. Fucking, I don't care.
You know what's gonna? You know
That'd
what's,
be fun though.
You know what's funny though?
Body paint yourself.
You wouldn't be able to shut the fuck up because they're like quiet. You wouldn't be able to keep your mouth shut. You'd be like, look at me.
Smiling bang, bang, the whole
bang,
time.
Bang, 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 bang. so funny. So according to the production staff. Yeah, but so her public humiliation was not enough. She had to undergo a blood sacrifice ritual to sell her soul to the elites. According to the production staff, it was at this time that Swift took the life of one of the young fans at an industry party in a private room surrounded by middle-aged men in industry executives who witnessed the act and later defiled the body after inviting Taylor Swift to drink the boy's blood. This is when Taylor Swift work began to be tainted with the codes and symbolism of the occult and the elites, which you see it sometimes, you know, and we'll get into this stuff because that's definitely, look at the serpent, all the snakes around her, man. And the, that looks like a sort of Masonic style background. It's really weird, man. The snake stuff is directly connected to the elites, and the reptilians, in my opinion. And it is weird that they always symbolize this stuff. Like, look at Madonna dressed like some fucking weird cobra thing. Is that how you take a shit, Billy?
I don't understand fashion. Get it?
Can you describe what she's doing for the fans?
I'm so fucking confused. She's squatting, but like, is that a chair or is that attached? Oh, that's a chair.
That's a chair.
She's on the arms of a chair. Okay, I thought that was like part of her back getup.
No.
Okay, so she's in all black on the two armrests of the chair, squatting.
So weird. Looks like she's gonna take a piss
on
shit.
The seat.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, because she's Madonna is very Illuminati. She looks horrible now. Some mutated monstrous creature.
Blood starting to run dry.
Yeah, the adrenochrome. So it is
too
weird.
Many fucking too many trackers on children now.
8 years later, at the 2017 VMAs. Well, do you want to speak about that? Do you know who started? Do you know who started the Amber Alert system? Can you guess?
No. Amber?
That's funny. Ghislaine Maxwell's sister was involved with the creation of the Amber Alert system. And the idea is that they want to trick people into thinking that, okay, these kids are going missing. You know, we all are alerted in our area or whatever. But according to some of the people, they're like, if this was actually like legitimate, then you would hear an Amber Alert like every other day, if not every day.
So no, the Amber, that's not what I know about it. Alert system was There was a little girl, I was joking, but there was a little girl named Amber, and it was a community outreach thing where went, we need to like start being able to tell people like,
yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell's sister.
How can we find out that
helped
way?
Fund it
and
though.
Then, oh, help fund it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was like a real fucking thing. That poor girl did go missing. And then it was a community that came together in like a community town hall meeting and said, we need to find some way to like get this out quicker to people.
And they were involved. So it was supposed to be, so was Hillary Clinton and stuff like that. Supposedly, everything is supposedly. Take nothing seriously on this podcast, but there is weird connections.
I learned that. I could be totally wrong.
Could be wrong.
I learned that summer.
I'm not going to Google it because it's going to tell me lies anyway. If anyone gets their facts from Google, you are retarded. I mean it. You are not smart. They manipulate everything that...
Fuck Google.
But it's fucking wild. And the connections to the CIA and Mossad is fucking
dumb.
Scary.
I know more than Google does.
Google is like 100% owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. And then they manipulate the sources. Like who goes to the third page of Google? That's like that meme. Nobody. Nobody's looking at the third page of Google. You do?
I do. I scroll all the way down.
You go to the 1,000 pages in.
To be fair, I think the reason I do is because I never type my question correctly. So I'm trying to find an article that matches as close to as possible.
So 8 years later, after the 2007 VMAs, Taylor Swift premiered her video, Look What You Made Me Do. Can you sing a bit of it? You know that song? Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
Do. The message
I don't know any other words to that song.
The message.
Sweetheart, can you sing the Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift? Hello?
Silence. Talking to God? God's not going to answer you.
No, I was yelling at my girlfriend.
The message of the video could not be clearer. Taylor had matured into a full-fledged industry slave. In one scene, Taylor is crowned as a high priestess of the industry. How? By recreating the high priestess tarot card, which is pretty crazy because that's exactly what it is. And we will bring it up. See, that's the tarot card. And then there's the video. Pretty weird.
Oh, scroll down again.
See? The two pillars.
What? The two pillars are black and jack.
Yeah, they're still using the same, it's symbolism. I'm not going to do it exactly, but this is just an interpretation of the high priestess card. You get me?
Is that what BJ means? Black and jack?
I don't know. Blowjob. So to the,
that's where gambling started.
To those in the know, the music video can be read as an MKUltra symbolism 101 course. Those who rule the entertainment industry need to have this monarch culture consistently at the forefront of popular culture. If you've never heard of the monarch programming and branch of the illegal CIA program MKUltra, be sure to read this article. I'm going to go save that article. Because eventually we're going to get to the MKUltra stuff. And it's pretty deep. It's going to be very long at some point. But, you know, first we got to cover the dark web. Get Billy. We'll teach Billy how to get on the dark web. So
I wanted to learn that.
It's all set up. We're all ready to go. And it's right.
Dude, there's some days where, like, honestly, fuck, I'd sell my kidney.
You're going to wake up in a bathtub like with
23 grand, man. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just so funny, right? How Canada has like the highest suicide like made program, like the government induced suicide or unalive.
They literally just started.
They've been doing it for a while, actually, more than people understand. So they would offer this to people on their deathbeds way before they came out publicly to do it. And the thing is,
they just made it legal.
Well, it's been up
a year and a half ago.
It's been up for years. Yeah. But years in the form of now they're trying to push it and make it broader is the idea. But they've always done this where even, you know, they put arsenic in people's IVs. They did that to my wife's grandfather. They literally put fucking arsenic.
I get when they're like, they're literally on their deathbed anyway, but now they're offering it to like pretty much anybody. Aren't I know. They?
So Billy, if you're ever feeling down, Trudeau will kill
I'm
you.
Not a bitch. I don't need the fucking government to finish me.
I'll do it myself.
I'll do it my fucking self.
But it's just and then guess who has guess
nobody even touched my car.
Guess who has like the highest organ donation sales and shit? Canada. No, it's funny.
Yeah, you pay.
I love this because this is true. Do you know who owns the biggest skin bank in the world where you would get like skin grafts and stuff like that?
No.
Can you guess?
Like, I'm going to go ahead and say Trudeau.
No. Israel. And you know what happens there? Snip, 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 snip.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
It's true, though.
Are all your skin grafts foreskin?
No, but they definitely use the foreskin for some weird ritual. You know why they do that? Do you know why, Jews do that shit?
I fucking did know. I don't remember now.
It's like a covenant to God. Like, it shows their covenant to God, which is fucking wild. Billy never gave it up, man. He's still fucking true, tried and true.
No, I'm whole. You have a partial penis. I got my whole penis.
I did hurt. Like, there's a line, Beast 1333 talks about where he's like, they circumcise our dicks to keep us calm or something like that. And I was like, whoa, imagine if that's fucking true, man. I'm not that calm, though.
Like neutering a dog. He's joking.
I know. So pretty weird. So obviously the main goal of the monarch is to program slaves to have multiple personas that can be triggered at will. And I feel like you see this with certain celebrities. Beta programming, also known as sex kitten programming, is used to create sex slaves to be trafficked into the shady elite underworld while brainwashing vulnerable members of society into selling their souls to the dark prince.
Do you think fucking sex slaves are even gonna really be a thing anymore with the way technology's going?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You seen all these fucking Apple shit, man?
I know.
Dude, scary. they're coming out with these fucking
the glasses?
These goggles. Yeah, they're like literally like people are obviously gonna use it for that, right? But like that's obviously
they want people to be right hooked now, up into the fucking
they're just like, hey, look, you can check up your Facebook page while you're interacting with somebody staring them in the eye. Yeah, I'm like, leave me alone.
That's so weird, man. And it's going to get so weird because I believe we're already in a simulation, right?
Oh, did you see the fucking Japan fucking just did the first they just planted a chip in someone's brain and turned the thought into 3D printer.
Scary stuff, man. And Elon, and everyone's like, Elon Musk is this great guy. Meanwhile, he wants to put a fucking microchip in your brain, man. It's so funny that they think he's...
Okay, to be fair, not to say he's a good or a bad guy, just purely based, that's impressive as fucking hell.
Sure, it's the idea like, oh, we're going to cure your blindness and stuff like that.
That's so impressive. That's insane.
David Icken, I've said this on the show recently, I feel like, but David Icken, Alex Jones are having a debate, and David Icken is totally against Elon Musk and calls him out all the time, and then Alex Jones is kind of like, hey, he let me go back on X or Twitter or whatever. You know, he's helping the spread the truth, but then if you speak out against the Israeli government and what they're doing to the Palestine and stuff like that, you get like cut real quick, or you try to show evidence, you can get your shit shut down. So he's not really a bastion of truth. And then supposedly somebody came on.
Well, that's not him doing everything. Well, because right? you have a million. I get you own it, but you have a million. Your company's way too big for everything your company does to be pinned on you.
He only owns a certain percentage, and people, he won't release the names of the people that actually own it, because I can figure out pretty quickly that it's probably owned by BlackRock and some people that are connected to Mossad and all that shit. So they just don't want to admit it.
But still, like, even that though, like, anything that comes down from it, like, that's not coming from a fucking higher up.
If he's always on there,
something that is, if you tweet something, think of how many people are on that platform.
Yeah, I know.
You tweet something, that's not coming. He didn't personally see that and be like, can't have
well,
that.
He's starting to
fucking hundreds of thousands of workers that would be like, yeah, these are your fucking parameters. And then somebody goes, I don't like that. Delete. Yeah, like, you can't fucking pin that on the
Well, CEO. It is his fault. Fuck him.
I'm not saying he doesn't have a list out there that says, hey, anyone that does this.
Don't talk. Well, people think he pledged his allegiance, right? By going with Weasel Ben Shapiro to fucking Auschwitz, put on his little bull cap, and was like, look at me, I'm pledging my allegiance. Go kiss the Western wall.
Why don't you like, what's your beef with Ben Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro's a warmongering weasel, man. He's a warmonger. He wants war. He wants death. He wants to kill Arabic people. He's openly stated this. He made fun of a chick that got ran over by the IDF tanks for trying to protest, a white chick that was, I think, from the States, and she was just trying to protest against what the Israeli military was doing to the citizens of Gaza, which are in a literal concentration camp. Now it doesn't even exist anymore, as much as it did. But he just, like, laughing about it. And then they asked him, like, do you regret saying that? And he's like, no, she was stupid. And then it's just like, he's just proving that he's part of the issue, man. He is a...
Where do you see that?
It's all over, man. You can just easily look that up, man.
No, the only reason I asked too is because, fuck, I got caught up a couple of times. Now, these fucking, within the past like 6 months, these fakes on people's faces are getting like out of control.
I know.
I caught myself listening to like a good solid 15 minutes of a Joe Rogan podcast. So I went, that's not fucking Joe. He would never have said that.
I know. Like, they do that with his voice all the time. So that's what I was going to say.
I know.
Elon Musk popped in so you could have people call into the Alex Jones show, and David Icke and Alex Jones were debating. And this guy sounded just like Elon Musk and sounded just as intelligent as he was. Not saying that it is him, but he was like sounding like an arrogant, like smart ass saying, you know, like that we should be doing this. This is going to help a lot of people, da da da. And they're definitely, so David Icke talks about there's the hard sell where it's like, we're going to microchip your brain. You're going to be in the simulated reality, even though we already are. So you're going to be in a matrix within the matrix. And then they talk about how Elon Musk is the soft sell, that he was like, it's good. It'll cure people's blindness. You know, I love freedom of speech. Go get this chip. And then eventually they're like controlling your thoughts, you know? So.
You know what? Like, honestly, past at the age, as soon as I hit roughly about, I'm going to say 50. Fucking A. I love to explore all that. 50 on, I'm like, fuck it.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm going to be on mushrooms talking to a tree.
You never want like a teenager fucking on that, because that's their whole life they can fucking. But 50 on, like,
I'd rather dig a hole.
Not to say 50 is the end of your life.
Yeah. I'd rather dig a hole into the ground and fuck the dirt before I ever put a microchip in my brain. Then I'll be really connected.
You're going to do a microchip next week.
Then I'll fuck nature. I'll be embedded into nature. I like the real, I like whatever real world this is, even though it's not really a real world. So obviously the goal of some of these things in the sex trafficking trade, right, to brainwash people, because at the end of the day, everyone, especially the elites, are going to want, there's going to be the plebs that are going to want the sex robots because they're getting pretty far. But really, like, the scariest thing is there is people that are literally bred for sex trafficking. They have kids that are put into sex trafficking, and all those kids know is sex trafficking. And there's people like thousands, not millions of women that are used for this. And it's quite fucking frightening. So people better wake up. Newsflash, the entertainment industry is full of beta kittens, and the elites brag about this in mass media using
beta kittens,
like the sex trafficking. That's what they call them, the programming. So they brainwash them, and it's just a code term probably used by the MK Ultra.
Sorry, I know you just said that right at the beginning too, but I was just like, all I'm thinking of is like the fucking furries.
Oh,
yeah. Like that's kind of what I did. They're full of beta kittens.
That shit is fucking weird, man. That's the weirdest.
I'm an alpha tiger.
And it's so weird. There's different like sections of it where there's the ones that are not into the sexual stuff. And there's ones that are supposedly ones that just like being like mascots and stuff. And there's ones that like to do acid and get fucked like a walrus or whatever.
Let me be frank. I know
you've done it.
I'm not a beta. I'm a Charlie.
What's a Charlie?
I'm the guy in the corner.
You ever seen Not Another Teen Movie? He's like the guy filming, and he always has bag.
Yeah, no, I did watch that. Yeah.
He has the bag, and he's always filming, and he's got his pants down. So fucking weird, man. So obviously they're full of it, and the elites brag, you know, using the likes of Taylor Swift's videos and live performances are latent far too many blatant occult references to mention. The end of the video depicts the death of old Taylor and the rebirth of yet another mind control persona. Then Taylor says, I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Of course, she's dead. And supposedly she says this in the music video. I don't watch and listen to her music.
Yeah. I heard that. That's exactly in the song.
So the weird thing is, let's talk about just quickly the connection.
Well, that was newer though. That was super new.
Yeah, she's recently.
No, that wasn't like the time you said this happened around like 2009.
No, that's when she entered the music industry. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that's when she did all the fucked up.
That's not when she was like, you know, killing babies and drinking her blood and stuff. So there's a weird.
No, that one's on her newest album, I think.
There's a weird connection. So who does this look like? Does that kind of look like Taylor Swift? What about that one? Does that look like her? That is Sheena, Shrek. She's now called, but that is,
she had the same face. Yeah.
That is, Anton LaVey's daughter, and look how eerily similar they look. And Anton LaVey, if you don't know, is the father of Satanism. And it's pretty bizarre. So there's people, and look, there she is with her father. And isn't it? Okay, you got to admit, it is odd how much they do look alike.
That top right looks like it's from the fucking, that's 1950s picture.
She was on, so that picture where she's got like the big blonde hair, that was on like a Montel Williams type show. Where they're like interviewing Satanists and stuff like that. And it is really weird.
Is eerily similar.
So they think that she's a clone. Similar. She thinks that she's a clone of Sheena.
Like Taylor Swift is a clone of her.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty weird, man. The resemblance is like uncanny, man. It's quite frightening. Even there, it looks like her.
You got cops running down the street right now?
Yeah, yeah. It's usually firefighters because the firefighting place is right down the street. I open the window so I can smoke this joint after. So is the Illuminati industry using mind control slaves to openly promote occult, spiritual, and viable religion choice for young people seeking spiritual guidance? For ever since the legendary blues musician Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil at midnight at the crossroads in Mississippi, artists have been admitting to their pacts with the devil, or as Bob Dylan calls him, the chief commander of this world that we cannot see. And the thing is too, like, We'll eventually do, like, I have the 27 Club written out, but it's very long because, and that's the one we're going to redo. It's going to be a strange brew redo. We'll do it when you have a couple hours, but it's like, I got like a bunch of people that there's so many people that are connected to the 27 Club of dying at 27 and being like, maybe, have selling their soul to the devil or having some occult ritual.
Yeah, like 18 and has a fucking strong 9 years.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Are you 27 now? You're 28, right?
Almost 29, yeah.
Ah, crazy.
Hey, I'm almost 30.
There you go.
I'm almost 30.
You're getting there, man. It's all downhill from there, man. Your hairline's gonna recede, and you're literally gonna be bald.
Buddy, it's already receded. Like, my hairline's always.
It is very funny, just because like the haircut, you look like you're 16 again. You know that picture of you playing the guitar, where you look like a kid again, because you used to always just shave your head
a couple times.
Yeah, I know.
Every once in a while, right? Like every couple of years, I'm like, fuck it.
So Bob Dylan didn't explain what kind of rituals he was forced to engage in to sell a soul, but Taylor Swift allegedly added to the wave of accusations made by celebrities and musicians about the real nature of the music and entertainment industry elite. Corey Feldman and Elijah Wood, that hobbit, both have gone on record exposing the satanic pedophilia at the dark heart of Hollywood. According to Elijah Wood, innocent lives are destroyed to satisfy the people with parasitic interests who see and you as prey. In an interview with the Sunday Times, Wood dropped a series of bombshells about pedophiles that run the industry, noting that clearly something major was going on in Hollywood and it has all been organized. Actually, like Elijah Wood, he's been doing a lot of stuff in the horror community. There's a movie me and Chelsea just watched called Come to Daddy. You would have kind of liked it. He like, so it's kind of like not your situation, but like he goes to see his dad after not seeing him for a long time. Right. And then he doesn't really like, okay. He hasn't seen him since he was like a young kid, doesn't really recognize him. And then you start to find all this weird stuff and then it's not who you think he is. And like, it's pretty good. It's on Prime. And I enjoyed it. Like, it kept my attention the whole time. Elijah Wood did a good job at acting. So if you listen to the mainstream media, pedophilia is not a problem. And Satanism in the entertainment industry does not exist. And those who talk about such things are tinfoil hat wearing kooks spreading fake news. Fake news. But more and more stars are coming forward with similar stories about the depraved Hollywood and the music industry system. In 2017, Justin Bieber told hundreds of people at a Bible study class in Los Angeles that he had woken up to the evils of the music industry and that he needed to take a break from the industry because it is controlled by the absolute worst kind of people, pedophiles. I need to get a sound effect where it's like, pedophiles. Because I found this soundboard thing and it's like...
Can I make it for you?
What?
Can I make it?
Sure, if you want to.
You just go like, you just press record and I go, pedal.
It's so funny because me and Aaron talk about that where he's like, he says pedophile and I say pedophile because pedo. He's like, pedo? And he's like, yeah, like Geppetto, get it? Because he wanted to make a little boy and bring him to life.
No, he succeeded.
Yeah, he did. He fucked him too. Describing a party on tour attended by upper echelon of music business, including executive VPs of development, producers, powerful agents, and industrial financiers. Bieber said he was encouraged to sexualize and abuse a young child who had been brought to the party for sexual gratification of the industry elites. Bieber explained that it was clear to him that he would gain the entry into the business side of the industry if he joined the club by passing the initiation rites. I wouldn't be just performing. I'd be a mogul. I'd be a mogul. It's difference between like fucking, being a millionaire 10? And being a billionaire. What?
He was like, what, 10 then?
No, this would have been when he was older and they were trying. So he's already made a successful career. And now they're like, you can be in the business side where you can like be a billionaire and make all this money, da da da, because the industry owns them, right? The idea of like, for the people that are run by labels, you make a dollar from your CD and then the rest is made by the label. So for every CD you sell a million copies, you get $1 million. But if you were to own those rights to yourself, you'd have $10 million if you sold every CD for $10 or whatever, right? So, but Bieber told supposed to be the congregation that he couldn't do it. To join the club, I'd have to do bad things to this poor kid, but then realize that it wasn't even enough for them. I'd also have to kill this little child. Bieber traumatically experienced the industry elite sounds eerily familiar to the story that Swift shared to production crew, which is pretty crazy, if true at all. But
I'd love to see that fucking interview.
I know. I'd like to see that, man. But it's probably been scrubbed from the internet. It is eerily similar to the Hollywood actor and former child star, Ricky Schroeder, warning about pedophilia and occult rituals in the industry. I don't know who that guy is. Even though the mainstream media won't report it, these disgusting child predators are so vile that they simply must be exposed and put out of business. Why won't the media report on this? Hollywood producer John Paul Rice says the media has an agenda of silence because the leading six media organizations in the U.S. are complicit in child trafficking. It's pretty crazy because do you know who owns a lot of the media outlets? Yeah, I think everyone should know at this point.
Okay, I thought you were saying something that like was going to be shell shocking there.
No, it's I don't know. If you start to follow the money, and this is what I said during the Kazarian Mafia episode, not saying that all people are bad or anything like that, but there is a big connection to like Mossad and these three-letter agencies and the media and all that stuff. And I even heard that like big pharmaceutical companies that are mostly owned by Zionists and stuff like that use the money from the pharmaceutical companies to pay CIA and three other agencies. So it's not like the people or the government is paying these people to do these acts of espionage and blackmail and all that stuff. It's actually pharmaceutical companies that are like billions, like now trillions of dollars, worth trillions of dollars, right? And they're actively doing this stuff. And we're going to get into something else because that, who knows? Tell me your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think that, you know, they're all part of the Illuminati? You know,
Bieber's a good boy and he says he didn't do it. So I believe it.
He's a good boy. Madonna is definitely someone who is connected
Madonna
to the
for sure.
Like, look at, she's openly
Madonna for sure.
Yeah, that was on a album cover. So to get into this next thing.
So this popularity. Yeah. You know what? Even that Swift too. So this popularity did like, she was always famous and she was always good. But like that blew up to like, why is every single fucking person talking about her? Like her newest album was not that good.
I don't listen to her music, so thank God.
She's a good artist, man. She's a great artist. She switched from genre to pop, like from country to pop, like really well. Like she's really fucking talented.
Is she though, sure. Or is the studios that create her music just know how to manipulate people to say something catchy? Like I love Oliver Tree, but he could be an Illuminati guy. His music's just catchy. It's just catchy, and it just makes you tap your toes and. You know, really, isn't it catching?
It's called talent, man.
Catch him with a good hook. Yeah, go check out my music at the Raptilian and all music platforms. I have a new song coming called Conspiracy Theory, and it goes a little too deep, I think, than most people would like. But
that's why I like Nick D. I think Nick D's probably my favorite artist.
Who is that? I don't know who he is.
He's a feel good, happy fucking. He's so good.
I'll check.
You know
it
who
out.
Connor Price is, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Nick D. It's feel good music. I'll send you something.
I'll check it out. So, was the Beatles an Illuminati creation?
Oh, they were bigger than Jesus.
That's what they claim. So crazy. So, supposedly, who knows? But we're going to get everything is supposedly. Remember that. The Beatles were an Illuminati creation. Their songs were written for them, and their handlers scripted their actions and words. They've demonstrated
the
that
Illuminati
pop culture
handlers are good writers. If that's the case,
really,
to be fair, just saying.
Get your football in yo, done and spin it. What the fuck are they even saying in that song, man? listen to the lyrics. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? No, that sounds like an Asian guy. But I like Revolution. Come together. Over
on my face,
but they didn't change shit, man. They didn't fucking do anything. Man, they did some songs, and then fucking John Lennon got shot by the fucking the CIA or some shit.
Oh shit!
Well, because
CIA was on to them. That was when the CIA was good people, right?
No, they were never good. They were never good.
Then why did the CIA shoot him? What was he doing?
Because, he maybe broke free from his mind control, if that's actually what he was under.
Shit.
But they convinced supposedly Mark David Chapman to kill him, and he was supposedly like an MK Ultra victim and shit. So, who knows?
I always love that idea of the MK Ultra.
Like, just turn him on.
The idea that you can wake something up and just like, oh, I'm a mass murderer.
Well, that's the Manchurian candidate, man.
I've lived the past 30 years, like, totally good.
There's supposed to be sleeper cells. People are claiming that all these military-age men that are coming over the United States border, not really many men or women, I mean, not many children or women, but a lot of military-age men, and there's people interviewing the people coming across the border, and there's people from China. Where are you from? China. Where are you from? Peru. Where are you from? Like, how did they get to the Mexico to in the border of Mexico and the United States? Who knows? Almost seems like they were dropped off there by cartels that were paid by the United States government and the World Economic Forum to erode our society. There's people that there's 70 billion illegal immigrants that came over the border recently. 17 million altogether in the last, like, whatever, year, a couple months. And that's, like, that is the population of, like, four states or something like that. Pretty fucked up.
Speaking speaking of population, wasn't you that just sent me that video about population numbers?
Yeah, that we don't know how much of the population, how big the population actually is. That they could be lying about it. How do we know? How do we know the statistics? You know? How do we know, man? It's like even like the stuff.
Oh, like, they do a lot of nonsense effort though for that.
Do they?
They do. They have motherfuckers walking around every 4 years, literally knocking on doors, asking how many people live in each individual household.
I don't answer those things. I tell them the fuck off. I chase them off my lawn with a flamethrower.
Or to be fair, actually, I think the last time that happened to me, Census Canada actually happened when I was living in that townhouse. I did answer that, and I told them like. Fuck, I said something stupid. I was like, oh, there's like 45 of us in here.
Yeah.
Imagine, and then I just left.
Imagine going to Brampton. Every house, there would be like 20 people in there.
Dude, they're bad. I told you that before. Back when we were fucking doing insulation. Oh, hi, Chloe. What are you doing?
That's funny.
What are you? There are days I'd walk into people's houses. It was insane. Like you'd go into the rooms and the rooms, the entirety of the master bedroom was just mattresses, like straight up laid out.
Pretty sad. Yeah. Cause we brought in so many people insane. And I'm obviously sure that like, obviously they Indian, like, you know, people from East India, they want to help each other out, whatever. Right. Like I agree with that. And at the end of the day, right, it's not their fault that they're being like that we're opening our borders so wide that so many people come and there's no infrastructure for it. And then they end up living on the streets, even like the students or whatever. Right. It's not their fault as a people, but the people crossing the border illegally in the States, that's
Indian people living on the streets. There's no Indians living on the streets.
I see white people more often than not, to be honest.
It's all just white. It's just white people.
And they're like, well, they're drug addicts. And it's like, why did they start doing drugs? Because they live in a shitty communist country. That's probably why.
they probably started doing drugs for different reasons, but that's fair.
Yeah, you never know, man. I think the government's the root of all our problems. Pretty sad. So they've demonstrated the popular culture is really mind control, supposedly, like that all the pop culture stuff is just to sway your opinion. Movies, music, everything is a program. And they know this, like supposedly like it goes into like mind control stuff with communism shit. Like there's history to all this stuff of how to sway people's opinion with propaganda. Right. So the Beatles were created to advance the kind of. Formation of corrupt, brave new world style slave populace. This agenda kicked in big time during the 60s with the rock group acting as social alligators. I don't know what the fuck that means. Free love, drugs, and rock music were promoted to replace Christianity. The Illuminati introduced the New Age movement, the spiritual doctrines that inquire the individual to follow moral law. Oh, that do not require the individual to follow moral law. So this is the idea, and I've been reading about this in certain books. I've been reading a lot and listening to a lot of stuff, almost too much stuff. And the idea is that people within the secret societies, I mentioned this to Brett, they believe that if there is any moral or ethic guideline in life, that you're not actually free. So they believe that there should be no rules at all. People should be free to do what they want in every single way. And then you're actually a free being. That if you follow guidelines and just ethics and morals of don't shoot on your neighbor, don't fuck his wife, that you're not actually free. So this is what they believe in their beliefs. And there's things that call the redemption through sin, where there's people that believe that.
I mean, they're kind of right, but like that's like not cool. Yeah. Like, and I would hate to like live in a society like that where you're always fucking on edge.
Yeah. So there's like a video. Like
any motherfucker is going to kick down my door, throw a grenade in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like any moment.
I know. Well, that is the issue, right? Is like you want a morals and ethics so people understand, like, you know, I won't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me type of shit. That's what I believe in. Like, yeah, live and let be, but, you know, don't enforce people to believe what you believe. You can come to your own conclusions. I might yell at you.
No, but like basic fucking common courtesy and basic morals like need to be instilled.
100%.
Like they have to. Like don't fucking kill people.
No, yeah.
Good start.
Good start.
Good, great start.
don't just go over, walk up to your neighbor's house and shoot him.
Somebody else's property, you don't mess with it. Another great rule. That's an awesome rule.
So there's videos where you can watch, supposedly, where the Beatles kind of talk about this stuff. Let me click and see what this is. Yeah, this is 11 minutes. I'm not watching this shit. The Beatles were presented as an anti-establishment kind of band and were received endless mainstream media attention. In 1965, they received the MBEs, the Members of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, from the Queen. That's very weird. There's a cult references. Queen? Yeah, it's very weird, man. If you're knighted by the Queen, the reptile, I don't know, maybe you're not. It's just to be anti-establishment and against the establishment, but then you're given an award from the Queen, which is the establishment. So that's kind of weird. The occult
did
references.
They accept it?
Yeah, they accepted it. Yeah. Ringo Starr put it in his ass. He's got the award still probably up there in his grave.
Nobody likes Ringo anyway.
So the occult references in the Beatle work proved they were Illuminati puppets. A promotion photograph for the Yellow Submarine album shows John Lennon flashing the devil's horns and Paul McCartney doing the 666 Eye of Horus. See that shit, man? Symbolism,
well, that's just
bro.
Classic fucking rocking, though.
No, it's just symbolism, man. That's all
I
it
would
is.
Literally.
Symbols mean a lot,
of,
man.
I understand that, but I have photos of my father doing that.
Because rock musicians did it. Kiss did it. They were all part of the That's Illuminati, true, yeah. man, being like fucking devil horns, worship Satan. You know? I recently got baptized. I am a Christian now. I'm kidding.
When the fuck that happened?
I'm kidding, but I think my wife thinks I'm going that direction with some of the shit I talk about. But it's just because...
You think you're going in the direction of getting baptized?
No, I was kidding. I'm kidding, though. But that I've listened to a lot more people, like Stu Peters is Christian, and I like listening to him, and he goes off about the shit in the world. And I understand the value of certain religions and stuff like that, about preaching peace and love and how Brett follows like the Ten Commandments. I agree. To follow the Ten Commandments, but I will always think that it was created for a divide and conquer tactic, because I've read so many books about how it's just used to manipulate people and get into war with each other.
Billy says something for 3 years straight. Tom makes fun of him. Tom suddenly comes to his own conclusion 3 months after Billy leaves that he may.
So how long have you
realizes?
How long have you been masturbating with that Jesus cross?
Constantly. I masturbate like on top. Like on top and on bottom. If you rub it like right when you're about to, like it's extra. It's good fit.
Good fit. So the front cover of the Beatles album shows the faces in half
Fuck
shadows.
Still, though.
The one eye of Horus in that epic and obviously the epic is in the music video industry today. The epidemic of the one eye, whatever this fucking weird way to phrase it. The black and white duality of the Masonic doctrine and to balance good and evil. A Beatles compilation was released in 1988. Past Masters. Past Masters is a Masonic term used to describe the former worship master of the Masonic Lodge. The album contains 33 songs. Exactly. In the film The Magical Mystery Tour, the Beatles use a magic wand to cast spells on unsuspecting members of the public. The magic wands are made from holy tree, hence Hollywood, that is true actually, and is an instrument of the occult magician who has his audience or the populace in a trance. The film features several Masonic handshakes. So it is interesting because that there are people that reference that. What's his name? I'll think of it in a sec, but there's like some conspiracy people that talk about, you know, it's Hollywood from the holly trees because they made wands and that Hollywood is used to cast it's a magical spell on you.
Is it part of the Holocaust?
No.
Oh.
Billy said that didn't happen though.
Is that what I said? Did I say that?
Where's my...
I'm learning new things about me every day.
Anti-Semitic piece of fucking shit.
Everything's jokes here. Take nothing seriously. Everything should be laughed at, not taken seriously. If you're not laughing, you're crying, man.
You know what's really bad?
What?
The amount of disclaimers we need. I know.
Every episode, man. The worst was the Kazarian Mafia episode because they had to dance around so many things. We're not actually saying this. We're just looking at this like that. And we're just like objectively looking at things, and that's all we're doing. The track Across the Universe is about demon possession. John Lennon sings, Ga Guru Devia, all hail to the divas. I don't know. In Theosophy, a diva is a spiritual entity, a demon, which exists behind the scenes, manipulating and directing human behavior. That's pretty weird. Lucifer believed that they were possessed by these entities when they rape, torture, and kill innocent victims. The working class young men could have not written these songs. The Beatles were originally a hack rock and roll cover band playing in red light districts in Hamburg. We're supposed to believe that only a few years later they composed these songs with deep occult meanings.
And the I'm still on. Knows. I love Weird Al, man. Dexter. Fucking Jesus Christ, dog. I'm still hung up on social alligator. I'm trying to think of what that means.
They were feeding on.
Because that means
they were feeding on like an alligator with feeding on the population.
But sneakily.
Yeah.
Like they were like a crocodile.
I don't know. It starts to make sense with some of the stuff that they're offering, at least in this article of the weird cult
stuff. Go lie down.
It's bizarre, man. They might be part of the Illuminati.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
The Beatles' behavior was scripted by handlers who knew the agenda behind the group. The drug agenda. Jesus, now you're making it because your dog was just whining. The dog agenda. That's a Chinese thing. The drug agenda was pushed in the infamous interview with Paul McCartney gave with the BBC in 1966, where he admitted to taking acid four times. The interview intended to cause controversy, which it did, and encouraged young people to try LSD. If the BBC really was against drug use, they wouldn't have broadcast the interview to millions of people. Once we realized the Beatles were supposed to turn the young people against Christianity, that is the reason. The reason they're antichrist sounds a bit looks like it's scripted. In 1963, Paul said Christianity doesn't fit my lifestyle, man. In 1966, John was more forthcoming, telling News Weekly, Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. I don't need to argue about that. I'm right, and I will be proven right. If he did say it, it's a little weird because I think some of the spiritual movement brought maybe good things, but a lot of it was Aleister Crowley was behind it, and Madame Blavatsky, and communist mystics, and a lot of weird shit that was going on at the time. And the thing is, like, I think religion, people in that religious should agree not to kill or hurt each other. All right. If you guys are going to exist and you're going to think you're better than somebody else because of your religion, then you guys need to just agree not to fight with each other. Fight each other if you want. Like if you're Christians fighting a Christian, whatever. Like you guys want to do your thing, or you want to fist fight over like who loves Jesus more.
That's fine. I want to make a TV show so bad now.
What?
It's like UFC, but amateur. And it's like pastor versus pastor. says his church doesn't even have coffee. It's like this fucking TLN fucking bullshit.
So funny. That's actually really, we should do that.
I want to make it so bad.
We need to write these things down, man. If you were down here, I want to start filming some skits and stuff like that for the show. So I'll have to put you on a TV somewhere. I feel like Jerry Springer. It's got you up on the TV. He is not the father.
He comes in all hot and heavy. He's like, you can't even read this passage, can you? No, never did. Never did once. He didn't. And he's trying to tell me how to run my church.
They just need to stop fighting each other. Because everyone thinks that their religion is right. And there is definitely supremacy amongst certain religions where they're like, we're more superior. We're the chosen people.
That is what's awesome now, though. Now it's a lot different. Like with a lot of them, anyway. A lot of them have tamed down so much. Like obviously, if like Islam and shit, like that's a little bit different. But well, and who knows? Maybe they're fucking not even. Maybe that's just the news that's betraying.
I think it is a majority of that they're people that have actually traveled to Muslim countries. I said they're pretty loving people. They're a little judgmental, you know. They don't like some of the things that people outside of our society do, like they're do, like, you know, women wearing scantily clothing and stuff like that. Cause
and they're like, okay, like that's,
but there is darker aspects to that too, like Sharia law, where women don't have rights really. So there is, you dance that line.
I was talking about the bad stuff.
There is different.
I'm just joking. You can go ahead.
But there, there is different sections. Like there's like the Baptist church, right? Where they like protest people's funerals. So there is like on every religion has those extremist people that are like,
and there's going to be people like that no matter what. Like think of the extremists with the fucking LGBTQ.
I know.
Fucking
that's a
two
cult.
XYZ. W QWERTY.
Not
1,
everybody,
2,
but a big version of like that. They're like, we're loving, but we hate everybody else outside of our shit. And there's people like that on every side, right?
But like, if you realistically in Canada, like you go to any, I'm not saying Catholic because I don't know that firsthand, but you go to any like Protestant church, anywhere, like you're just like, it's just going to be like just nice people.
I know.
Like that's
and
all
they're not
going to
hate on
like,
you. They're going to spread love. And
they're just going to be like, hey, you want to be here? Like, do you want to be part of us now? And then if you say no, they'll go, oh, I bake muffins. That's pretty much it. I'll be like, I'll come for some fucking muffins.
We make a really delicious mac and cheese. You know?
They do. They bake
we
so good.
We call it mac and
Jesus.
Come on, that's kind of funny. So obviously they're all these like in the 60s, a big record label that's total control over artists. We believe the Beatles could have spouted anti-Christian sentiment and opposed to their label at EMI. The photo shoots were, you know, also clearly disguised designed by their Illuminati handlers. Shocking example is the alternate cover of Yesterday Today, an album cover that the Beatles it's covered in baby body parts. All right, let's bring this up. That should be fun. Beatles Today Yesterday cover.
Covered in baby body parts.
It's not going to be as bad as we think it is, I don't think.
Probably just going to be like on the side, like you don't see the end, but it's like in the screen like this.
Yeah. Billy knows all about that, man.
Like this.
It is a little weird, I got to say. I'm bringing it up right now.
Yeah, put it up. Oh, excuse me.
That's a little weird, man.
Oh, never mind. Those are fully baby body parts. What the fuck? Can you zoom in?
Left.
There? What are those?
That's
what is
meat.
That? Yep.
Yo, that's meat.
What is that?
It's meat and ribs. That's why they're like, why is it babies, right? All these baby, creepy baby dolls. And then there's like all this like meat and shit, bro. Why is that
there?
That's
a head there.
Do you see what I'm saying now? I'm like, maybe they are evil, dude. Look at this guy's haircut, man. Look at this guy's
haircut.
Ringo.
That's Ringo.
Yeah, piece of shit. Look at that guy, Goofy. That's John Lennon. We'll do episodes about the John Lennon, all that shit. And like, because there is obviously, maybe he's trying to be a good guy, but this is very weird. Why would you have your album cover like that? I don't know. I think everything is symbolism, right? It's all the Illuminati, man, fucking with us. So that's a weird thing.
If we put out an album and then just put a bunch of Illuminati shit on it, maybe then we'll get famous and rich.
Yeah. And with this new hate speech law.
We should try.
My Fuck Trudeau song might get
didn't work out. Didn't work out for you.
No, but the YouTube tried taking it off. Like it went through like YouTube's YouTube music and stuff like that. When I tried to upload the video with the lyrics, or I just uploaded it to like the main page or whatever, they took it down and then I fought it and they released it. I was like, this is musical freedom of expression. I was like, this, you know, this should be allowed. Cause technically it is, it's freedom of expression within music. And
they
stuff
allowed
like
it.
Yeah. They allowed it. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. It's got my most views on fucking Spotify, so it's people liking it.
Nice.
So let's hope that doesn't bite me in the ass later on.
I'm sure it will.
So supposedly this was a sick laugh at abortion. I have freedom of speech, remember, in this country. Remember. Without freedom of speech, the more of us that speak out, the better. You know?
Are you saying the fucking that album was a laugh at abortion?
Mm-hmm. Did you get it now?
Ouch.
Did you get it?
Yeah, that's brutal.
Isn't that? But they're supporting it. They don't give a shit, man. They love promoting this agenda. They're lefties. So maybe, man. So the front cover. Oh, this is pretty interesting because we could definitely pull this up. You know the Sergeant Pepper? Do you know Pepper?
Yeah.
Sergeant Pepper. Have you ever looked at who's in the background?
I can't say I ever have, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to fucking find out right now. The front cover of Sgt. Pepper album features the Beatles' heroes that included a whole host of Illuminati stooges, I can't fucking say his name right now. Aldous Huxley, Karl Marx, that fucking talking to demon fuck. You know what's crazy? You know how many, you can get the fucking Communist Manifesto on Amazon and there's like thousands of people that have bought it. But you know what? Try to look for Mein Kampf, can't find it, man. If you're going to have one, you got to have the other. You can't do this fucking thing of being like, you can read about like communism, the Bolshevik Revolution killed 30 million innocent Russian people. 30 million, not six, 30 million people because of communists. So it's pretty fucked that you can like, they're pushing this communist shit. Mao, that guy, fucking that caused the whatever Chinese Revolution, whenever that was. I haven't looked too much into Mao, but he's also a communist. Stalin? Also a communist. Seems like some of the most sick people. But then you have a guy with a little mustache, and he was pretty sick. But Bill, we're going to talk about Joseph Mengele pretty soon. I want to get you on kind of for that because it's fucked. Like if we can do Brett and Aaron all together, that would be pretty funny because that's the guy that did all the Nazi experiments. Your favorite subject, right? We already talked about him. But not like...
Well, we talked quite about... Like, I feel like that was a solid 20-minute talk.
You know, there's hours of it, man.
I'm just saying.
You want to know how, like, what they did to babies and stuff? Do you want to know that stuff? Because don't you do these experiments? You dress up in a little Nazi outfit, and then you go...
we're live right now, bud.
So funny.
Live to my fucking homeland.
So obviously there's Aleister Crowley, H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, amongst others. And so let's bring it up because it is, if I can get the full screen, let's zoom it in. Okay, so I do see Karl Marx. Wow. I know someone who has like this, the original album or whatever, and the big poster on their wall. And I looked at it the one day, and I noticed Aleister Crowley, but there's Karl Marx right there. That's fucked.
No fucking way. Yeah,
there's Edgar Allan Poe. There's Aleister Crowley, man. Right there.
Is that Einstein?
Probably. Yeah, there's some weird people in here.
Or Newton. That looks like Newton.
Yes, it might be Newton. Look at this guy. Who's that guy? That guy looks fucking scary as shit right there. I know some of these people. I know my grandfather used to have something.
Yeah, I have never fucking actually. Who's the mariachi band?
That's them.
No, they're on the left.
They're right here.
No, they're the left four with the fucking ties.
Where? What? Oh,
just to the left of
weird.
Them.
Weird. It looks like them, but like younger.
It does. It looks like them again, but mariachi style.
Maybe it is because now they're new, right? They used to wear suits, and now they wear these little gay pirate outfits. Because that's what it looks like.
They're saying they were their own heroes. I'd like to thank myself. Okay, Kanye.
Yeah, I know. Literally, it's weird. It is a creepy album cover. I gotta say, man, there's a lot of weird people on it. Who's this guy? Who's that guy? Do you know that guy? I don't know that guy.
I don't know, but back in the day, and he's black, and you're pretty
controversial. Yeah. What's this? Like, who's that little girl? It's fucking just weird, man. Weird stuff going on. Anyways, that's quite bizarre.
Waldo? That's Waldo's hat. Do you see that?
I know. It's a woman. It might be Audrey Hepburn. I don't know. Weird. Pretty weird conclusion. I brought all the Beatles albums. I bought all the Beatles albums when I was a young teenager, according to this guy. I loved the music, but felt something was wrong. These songs were methodically perfect and lacked emotional resonancy. Now I know why the group was an Illuminati creation. After learning this information about this band, I listened to the music again, and now I can hear the malevolent agenda behind the songs they ruined for me. The Beatles made the West more degraded, divided, and weak. John Davis Nobel summarized it well in 1982 when he judged the impact that John Lennon had on music. The present rock and roll scene is one giant multimedia portrait of degradation of a sleazy world of immortality, venereal disease, anarchy, nihilism, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, death, Satanism, perversion, and orgies.
Oh, that's it?
He's not wrong, though.
That's not that bad. It's not that bad, though.
But he's not wrong.
That wasn't enough. You could have gone on for like another 3 minutes.
It's not wrong, man. And that style of true people Satanism. Be like,
it's just coincidence.
Yeah. The people sold the sickness as love, reminding the world that it is but controlled by the Illuminati, that God hates you, hates God and hates you and I. So this guy's like really saying the Illuminati is like definitely, it's just so funny because like, as much as I think that, religion controls people like sort of like a cult. A lot of Christians specifically do try to expose the truth because whatever like they're taught about what's righteous and good and all that stuff, right? Throughout the Bible and how you treat people. But you know, Jesus did flip tables, dude. So maybe sometimes we need to flip some tables.
He flipped tables.
Let's get into it right now. Jesus flips tables.
Man. Jesus done did flip the tables.
Yeah, flips tables. Jesus at the temple. Entered the temple courts and drove all who were buying and selling there and overturned tables of the money chargers. Drove all the benches of people. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you're making it a den of robbery, because probably they were using this temple to launder money or who knows, right, at that time. So he came in and started, get out of here. This is a place of God. And then, you know, which is wild. I've always been like, was he a real person? Brett really pushes that he was. But I don't know, because there's all these different.
I've always really pushed.
I know.
Fuck you.
I know you have too. I know you, Jesus freak. You have too. But like, I've always said there's other people. There's like Mithra. There's all these different.
I understand that.
You know, so I'm always like, or is he a reincarnation? It's just like the same guy coming back every once in a while, be like, hey, just to check in, you guys have became heathens and we need to like get God back in our life because you guys are starting to like kill children and stuff. It's not cool. And like drink their blood. Cause like the Romans, right? What they did, all of a sudden they ended pretty quickly.
Yeah. That's the conundrum, right? It's like you get free will, free speech, free thinking.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to believe in something you don't see or know. It's like you were set up for
failure. We have free will, but yet there's supposed to be the reptilians allowed to manipulate our free will. Cast images on our minds.
Like, why can't God manipulate the free will?
Because they infiltrated themselves in here. Ooh. And they did like a loophole. Like essentially that if they show us what they're doing, like I've always said this, like the World Economic Forum or the Satanists or the Illuminati, mm-hmm. if they put it all in the public through rituals and through music videos and movies, and they even tell you like the World Economic Forum, you're going to own nothing and be happy. And then we just accept it and just don't do anything about it. And just let it happen, then it's our consent, essentially, is how they view it, especially like the evil entity people.
See, I'm pretty sure they got classes on that's not consent.
Yeah, I know. If you put lube on it, it doesn't make it consensual.
I don't think that's fair.
So what do you think, Billy? Is the Illuminati trying to mind control us and put us in a state of unconscious belief in occultist bullshit?
See, like, if they are, they're doing it the weirdest way possible.
Like this? This is the funniest shit I've ever seen.
With pop songs that you listen to on the way to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
Constantly put in your subconscious, man. These things that are, like, in the background.
They're pop songs. They're not, like, they don't have, like, one little line that goes, like, the government or whatever. Like, it's like,
yeah, I know.
They're nonsense.
But that's the point. They put
zero substance to it.
There is frequencies supposedly inside of the music. That is a theory. So there's frequencies that they add in and it subconsciously tells you like subliminal messaging and stuff like that. They've proven
don't quit your job, keep working, pay your taxes.
Dude, have you not seen The Matrix, man? It's real. It's like, that's what's happening to your brain. It's just like, just keep ignoring all the crazy shit. Just have fun and get drunk. Go to a fucking ball game and, you know, fucking get hit in the face with a fucking baseball bat. I don't give a shit. They're just like, party. Just be all distracted. Make sure you keep being distracted while we're over here fucking up your lives, raping you with taxes and giving you no consent to fucking medical experiments. You know, it's fun stuff.
What medical experiments are you talking about other than the jab?
Oh, chemicals in food, spraying the chemtrails in the sky, you know, poisoning the meat and the vegetables. That's the food thing. Getting people addicted to, what Cat Williams said, I like this. It was an interesting conversation, man, to say at least. Joe Rogan and Cat Williams have never met. I've loved Cat Williams as long as I've loved stand-up. Funniest fucking stand-up comedian to me. When I was a kid, I used to love his sets. So seeing him and their reaction together, and like Joe's trying to feed in this conversation, and you can tell that Kat is kind of skeptical. Is that a word? Like about like the situation. And he said some stuff like joking about how everyone is connected to like this. Every comedian has this big club, and he was referring to like Joe Rogan and stuff, as people think. And then, so he went on in the beginning of the conversation, like Joe's trying to egg him on about like cars and then stuff to do with electronics. And then it kind of gets more deeper into the Illuminati conversation. And he was like, you know, people are addicted to food and stuff. And he was like, you know what? There's not someone who's in a poor country is not addicted to food. That's only first world, not even first world at this point, but it is kind of interesting.
Cause sugar.
How can you be addicted to food when you're like in a poor country? Cause you wouldn't, you're just eating to survive. We're here.
Yeah. It's not sugar.
I know. But it's here there's people that will eat because they're bored or depressed, man. I've done it. I drink cause I was depressed, you know? So like, and then you're just consuming all the time, and that's what they want you to do. You get me? So the whole long rant went from is they're trying to get you to consume. Consume.
Why? For money?
For money, greed, and to keep you docile and unhealthy. Yeah, but it's just, it's control, man. After time, money once you're rich as fuck, it becomes more about control and what can you do. If you're like an egomaniac, like Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab or even Justin Trudeau, it's like, how far can I push people? How much can I build a communist society around them before they notice and actually start to do something? How much barriers and walls can we put around society before people start pushing back against those walls? Because that's what's happening. They keep encroaching and getting closer and closer, and there's more and more control, more and more control, and it's happening everywhere on the earth right now. And then it's just like, eventually they're going to push people to some sort of brink, and it's not going to be good for anybody except for the elites that create chaos, you know, the order of chaos, you know, get me, feel me. I got high and my brain went all wacky. What, do you have a fun fact? Cause I actually really like this. Cause we haven't talked about the Illuminati shit for a while or celebrities. So yeah. I thought it was kind of fun. Something different.
I do. It's off the top of my head. I learned about it yesterday. Okay. I don't remember. I learned about it yesterday. It's a really good fucking fun fact, but I don't have 100% of the details. Okay. So you can go ahead and free to Google it up after.
Okay.
It's time for...
I'm so happy this got filmed.
It's fun fact of the day!
All right.
Watch how fast I'd be fucking like mute if I had to keep doing that.
I know.
Did you know so back in the day, they had all these action figures and shit, right? Like, it's super interesting. Hear me out.
Yeah.
And they had Ninja Turtles, or one of the first action figures to like bring out like martial arts to children.
Yeah.
And then they got like brutally beat out by Power Rangers. Yeah, and like Power Rangers like fucking, they swooped the market, and like they fucking, like Ninja Turtles were like on a massive decline, and they were like losing like drastic amounts of money.
Yeah.
And they pulled a Hail Mary to save their franchise, which is funny because it failed hardcore. And then they did another one and that one succeeded. But their Hail Mary was, did you know there was a fifth Ninja Turtle?
No.
It was a female.
Oh yeah. It's in the second or third movie.
It lasted one, like, I think they had it out for like 4 months and they scrapped her entire. They're like, never mind, we didn't do that. Well, I didn't know that. You didn't know about that? I was like, there was a fucking girl turtle.
Yeah, it's in like the third movie. There's like literally a girl.
Oh, no shit.
Ninja Turtle. You should watch those shitty fucking, the first two are pretty good actually, but.
They did that because Power Rangers were taken over with the pink and the yellow. I know.
They trap people because they were human. It's like, you know how like that new Marvel movie did like shit, the one with all the chicks in it? It didn't do well. Nothing Disney's doing now is doing well. They've lost like billions of dollars at this point, but they want to push their communist agenda.
Man. Pursues, what did I say it was called?
I don't know. Man meets women. Man fucks
man
women.
Something. Man seeks.
Oh, weird.
Man seeks woman. fucking funny.
Yeah, and then we did really bad. People in the comments were like, yeah, because 80% of your market is men. Like, I know it's gotten more where, yeah, there's chicks that are still reading comic books now. It's way more female mm-hmm. and male. But statistically speaking, there is a lot more male audience that goes to see those Marvel movies. You know, there is nerdy chicks, yeah, but they're fair. Not, there's not a fucking, how many, go to a Comic-Con, I've been to like fan expos, there's much more men than women. There's chicks there, but there's a lot more men.
Yeah,
that's fair. So, you know, they're the ones that you're selling your shit to, your audience, right? You know, a lot of, you know, women should be, they should be feminine, you know, wear pink, dye their hair blonde. I'm fucking kidding, everybody. Be feminine though. You are if you're masculine, you're probably a lesbian. Okay, let's end this before I dig myself a hole. All right. You got anything else to say? Are you gonna be back in this a little bit more? We have a dark web episode coming up if Billy gets 2 hours free so we can bang that shit out of the park.
Fucking amen. One day a week, most weeks. Yeah. I can probably make it work.
It's fine. We'll make it work, man.
Every other week would be great, guaranteed. Yeah. But
let's do the every other week, and we're going to actually do some episodes even with Aaron. So I'll be able to split up some of that shit and get bread on, stuff like that. At least I have the buffer between all, like, we have all these different co-hosts that can fill in for each other. So it's lucky that way if somehow something mm-hmm. were to happen, you know. You got fucking AIDS or something. Oh, you look like
malaria.
You I'm just kidding.
I'm out here, man. I got fucking...
Oh, oh, yeah, skeeters.
Yeah, I got AIDS. Skeeters.
Skeeters
are bringing me AIDS.
You, man, maybe. I suppose it'd be Bill Gates, man. They put AIDS in the fucking...
They put AIDS in the skeeters? Yeah, yeah. I'm fucked.
They definitely put, like, viruses in fucking mosquitoes, supposedly, but...
I'm good, man. I'm immortal.
But we have a lot of fun stuff coming. I have a lot of ideas, especially if there's stuff that we can do with all four of us, or even me, you, and Aaron. Like, I want to start branching those bridges of getting, like, Brett to come over and then having you in the center of the screen. It'll be kind of funny how we can play around with that shit.
Hey, you don't need Brett.
I know. You know, just kick it to
Brett's
the wind.
Only there for when I'm not there. I'm just sure. teasing. I just show him that.
I know. Well, yeah, I will. We need to, we definitely need to have like an all three of us thing and shit like that. I was joking about how we should have done like a night with pool and just filmed you and Brett, like just ripping on each other all night. Just film like, especially put it by the pool table and have everyone play pool, like ripping on each other. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun ideas. Me and Brett just actually shot a music video yesterday. So the premise of the music video, for everybody, when it comes out, I will shout it out.
Brett shot the music video with you.
My brother helped me shoot it and Brett played a federal Ooh. Agent. So
that's kind of cool.
I'll just say that. And I had makeup on that I looked like I was beat the shit out of. So once it's all done editing and stuff like that, I'm going to release it. I've had this idea for a while. So we tried to do it.
Can you send it to me? Fucking unreleased. I'm very curious to watch that now. Or unedited. Sorry.
I have to take it from the camera. So now with this new camera,
take it from the camera, send it to me.
It's fucking funny. I'm just,
I want to see it.
You'll see it at the end. I have to splice everything together. But it's going to look pretty good.
Lame.
We had Brett hold the gun to my head, like the whole music video, and then his arm was getting tired, so we like did a take where it's just me rapping, then we're gonna cut in the gun at some points, and then it's fun. At the end I get shot in the head by a federal agent. It's so I got, it's interesting. I'm gonna start doing some different stuff. I can't let music take over too much of my life, because you know I hope to be a father at some point, so, and this show takes up a lot of it, so that's why you support it, you subscribe to the Patreon, watch me watch fucking controversial documentaries. It's a lot of fun. You know, I'm just there watching shit that I shouldn't watch. It's called Should I Be Watching This? Because I'm going to do this with other stuff, too. Even like just weird documentaries. I'm just going to watch them for fun and then react to them. So eventually I'll get you on one. We'll do Should I Be Watching This together. Let's watch some fucked up shit, like some weird like 80s documentary about something controversial. You down?
I'm down.
We also want to get you on Class Horrorcast, man. We want to do a scary movie episode. We actually thought about doing this, okay? So we were going to do a talk with all three of us about the first Centipede, right?
Love how this is on the episode.
Yeah, no, we're going to keep going. We're going to bring it all in, man, because this will be fun for all the fans. So we have a plan for you, right? Because you don't watch horror movies, right? You don't watch horror movies.
They're funny.
Yeah, he likes funny stuff. So a Human Centipede, we want to do a talk about the first one, so everyone watch it on their own. But I heard that the second one's more fucked up, so Aaron's like, we should get Billy on for a commentary on it. Which, if you're down, we can start doing stuff like that, because it'd be a lot of fun. Now that you finally have a mic and a fucking camera and shit.
There you go.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your jail sentence. Let me know what it's like when you get out of the army.
Cheers, man. I'm working on it.
Show me your war face. There you go. Okay.